Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, don't give up hope. There is justice in this world. We try to deliver some of it every single day here on this program. And I'm going to be serving up a big old heap and helping of such justice for folks that find Charlie Kirk really, really problematic. Before we get there, of course, we are in the midst of Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state contest. You can text to win every day, multiple times a day. In the 5 o'clock hour on this program, I drop a word of the hour. You text that in via the app. You get entered to win a couple of our daily prizes, either 200 bucks or gold jewelry, and you'll get entered to win our grand prize, two tickets on the club indoor level to watch Green Bay play Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game. We even give you a gas card, a total $1,500 value. Man, you don't want to miss out on this. The word to get entered to win this hour is quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R, quarter. Good luck to each and every one of you. Full contesting rules, of course, available at civicmedia.us. I also want to remind everybody, we have created the special new phone number and email for you to tell your stories about how the big, brutal bill and Donald Trump's tariff terror are impacting you, your small business, your kids, and your family. That email, because every single one of your stories matters, is wematter@civicmedia.us. And the phone number, if you want to tell your story in your own voice, we might share it right here on this program, is 855-755-0771. Yesterday, I had a great caller. We were talking about Charlie Kirk and his rhetoric. Caller called me up and said, Maggie, you're so unfair. You don't let Charlie speak in context. You're clipping him. It's, what are you doing? Play the whole thing. And he isn't a racist. And I said, hogwash. Charlie Kirk's a racist. And just again, for the record, he should never have been killed. That is an abomination in a democracy. So today, what I wanted to do was take some time, and we're going to start with one of Charlie Kirk's most infamous arguments, and I'm going to break it down. I'm going to show you that the, quote, context argument is utter baloney. And I'm going to go through some other examples of Kirk's rhetorical tricks. And I hope at the end of this, we all have our feet more firmly planted in reality. Because if you want to claim, oh, there's context and nuance, for someone who was so unabashedly racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic, every ism you can think of, and you won't give anyone else any context or nuance, it's time to look in the mirror. It's also time, I hope, for some of us to begin to open our eyes, to realize that we are being manipulated. Charlie Kirk wasn't a great debater at all, and I'm about to prove that to you. He was a propagandist who traded in isms and lies and misdirection. So, let us begin together. And if you want to get in on our discussion this afternoon, I always welcome callers, 855-752-4842. Please be patient because I want to get through some of this argumentation. I want to hear what Kirk had to say so that we can deal with his rhetorical tricks, his propaganda machine, and then we can go to callers. So again, folks, please be patient with me. But I think this is really important. And this isn't just about Charlie Kirk. I'm using him as an example. But this kind of misdirection, lies, and propaganda is used throughout the MAGA movement. We're going to explore it today through Mr. Kirk's own words. Lest we forget, let's run a little bit of the Charlie Kirk montage, for which I have been accused of taking Charlie out of context. Let her rip, Jacob.
Comparing abortion to the Holocaust.
Absolutely, I am. In fact, it's worse. It's worse.
We'll deal with that today.
Trying to go rob her, happening all the time in urban America. Prowling blacks go around for fun to go target white people. That's a fact. Black crime is a major issue in our country. Why are you pushing criminal justice reform exactly?
Joy Reid and Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're coming out and they're saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You had to
go steal
a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously. Now, the southern border is, of course, the great replacement. They're trying to replace us demographically. They're trying to make the country less white. It is an anti-white agenda. If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. This is something that I hope will make Taylor Swift more conservative. Reject feminism. Submit to your husband, Taylor. You're not in charge.
America was at its peak when we halted immigration for 40 years and we dropped our foreign-born percentage to its lowest level ever.
And on and on and on it goes. I could play Charlie Kirk clips for the entire rest of the program. Hateful clips. And no context will ever save that rhetoric from what it is. Okay? So let's dig in. We're going to use the black pilots example. And I want to give some credit here. This, I've borrowed completely from a guy named Jeremy Andrew Davis. He's an expert on manipulative communication as well as propaganda, largely focused his studies on Nazi propaganda. But let's start. We've all heard that pilot clip. So let's just hear how Charlie Kirk began his little diatribe about pilots. And I'm going to keep playing the audio so that there's, you know, John, quote, context. Let's play the first statement he makes about black pilots.
If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified.
Yeah, so that's racist. It's completely inflammatory. Lots of folks have emotional reactions to it. What it is a not-so-subtle dog whistle to all of the most extreme white supremacist right that is a core constituency of the MAGA movement. Okay, there's a reason that David Duke was like, man, I love me some Charlie Kirk. Okay? But now here's this thing that people say, oh, but the context. Let's listen to what he said next.
It's not an immediate,
no, you
wouldn't
have done
that before. That's not who I am. That's not what I believe.
Oh, that's not who I am. That's not what I believe. Okay. What is that? What is he doing there? He's creating this rhetorical distance. He says this terrible, terrible thing, right? And then he distances himself from it. This is called false distancing or moral laundering, plausible deniability. You're softening that incredibly racist, completely objectively horrifying statement that, if I see a black pilot, boy, I'm going to think, I hope he's qualified. Oh, but that's not who I am. That's not what I believe. But it is. That is not the end of the context. Again, he's trying to create plausible deniability. Let's take the next cut.
I want to be as blunt as possible because now I'm connecting two dots.
Okay, what's happening there? Again, you've got this anchor statement, this inflammatory, emotionally triggering statement that if I see a black pilot, I'm going to worry if he's qualified. Then he distances himself, softening the moral laundering. But that's not what I think. That's not who I am. That's not what I believe. But I want to be as blunt as possible. I am connecting two dots. This is placing Charlie Kirk as an authority. As a quasi-expert, if you will. Like, he's about to reveal some hidden truth that, like, the system is trying to keep from you. He's got the wisdom and the insight. So he's now set himself up as the purveyor of a truth. Listen to what he says next.
Wait a second. The CEO just said that he's forcing that a white qualified guy is not going to get the job.
The CEO of United Airlines never said that. That is a falsehood. It's a lie. It is a straw man argument. It lacks context. It lacks nuance. And by the way, Charlie Kirk, community college dropout, has no actual expertise in, well, basically anything other than being an avowed, unapologetic bigot. He's mischaracterizing. He's misleading. He's lying. To be clear, diversity initiatives in aviation have never forced a single qualified white pilot out of a seat. Okay? That's never happened, and I'm going to explain to you why in just a moment. But let's listen to what Charlie Kirk said next.
So I see this guy. He might be a nice person. I say, boy, I hope he's not a Harvard-style affirmative action student. He landed half of his flight simulator, you know, trials.
Okay. So to summarize, he starts with the inflammatory statement. If I see a black pilot, boy, I'm going to think, I hope he's qualified. Then he morally distances himself with that. Plausible deniability, moral softening. But that's not who I am. That's not who I believe. What I believe. Then he sets himself up as an expert. I want to be as blunt as possible. I'm connecting dots. The CEO said that a white qualified guy is not going to get the job. That's a lie. That's the straw man argument. Then he makes up a specific example, which is complete and total hogwash. The dots that he's trying to connect are based on the lie that the United Airlines CEO said that white men won't get the job and that unqualified black men will, in order to attack DEI writ large, and then he makes up this thing, this specific illusion, this specific lie. It is called the specificity illusion. So I see this guy and I say, boy, I hope he's not a Harvard-style affirmative action student. He landed half of his flight simulator trials. That is a lie. It never existed. It's a false example used to make you think that he knows what he's talking about, which he doesn't. Everything that Charlie Kirk just did there is propaganda based on lies, based on strawman argument, and based on this idea that, oh, well, in context, he said he didn't really mean that. That's not who I am. That's not what I believe. But he concludes, and this went on for a while after this, of course, so I see this guy and say, boy, I hope he's not a Harvard-style affirmative action student. He landed half of his flight simulator trials. I'm going to tell you why all of that is garbage and a lie, and that there is no context that can save Charlie Kirk's bigotry or MAGA's underlying bigotry. It is what it appears to be. We continue this important discussion on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where no topic is too challenging, no rhetoric too tight to debunk. We'll be right back.